The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul.
Soul of Jefferson.
It is. Is my microphone on?
Yes.
Because I can't hear it.
Yes.
I'm fine.
Yes.
But I'm glad it is on because today is a special day. You're here with the people who are instrumental in wanting to create the first state split.
And we are here honoring those who have done their best and have now moved on to other endeavors.
Yes.
You do mean the first state split of within California.
I mean a first state split in what, 150 years?
Or more.
Or more.
Yeah, I don't remember the last one. And we would be the fifth state split to occur.
Yes, we would.
So there you go. It's been done before. Do your homework.
Four times.
Yes.
This is Terry Raposa. We're broadcasting live from downtown Reading at KCNR Studios, 96.5 FM, where the music does sound better, and 1460 AM. I am here with
Janet Chandler
and Wynn Carpenter,
who are probably two of the most special people in their own minds they've ever known. We also are broadcasting live on...
You hold the number one
role there. I had to do something like that. I woke them all up with a rhyme this morning. So anyway, we also are broadcasting live worldwide on KCNR1460.com, KCNR1460.com, and of course we have 1460 AM. But I suggest 96.5 FM because the music does always sound better. If you have a question or a comment, phone number is 530-605-4567, 605-4567, and we archive forever.
And ever.
And ever.
Amen.
So 5 minutes after this program is over, we can go right to the, if we wish out there, and we can listen to this program and share it with the world.
And other shows that we've done over the years.
Uh-huh. All of them, huh?
Yeah.
Goes back, what, 240 years?
Pretty close.
Something like that.
I went around then.
We are going to be honoring today, first and foremost, a wonderful man, Ross Jones. And Janet, you and Ross were very, very close, instrumental in starting the Tea Party up in Bernie and Fall River.
The Intermountain area,
yes.
Ross Jones was already a part of it when I came in, so he preceded me. He was a patriot. Mm-hmm. He could trace his lineage back to the Revolutionary War. There had been Joneses in the military since then, at least. The Civil War, every war. He was a proud member of the United States Army. He was a patriot, and he lived his patriotism. He was part of the starting Tea Party, and then when it became the Patriots, and then when it became the State of Jefferson. And he was a part of our Intermountain Patriot group up there forever until he simply could not get to the meetings anymore. He was having trouble breathing. Life was not good. And his wife, Jenny, was by his side. He had friends there who cared about him. And we will miss Ross. He went on to his next assignment given by God. Whatever that is, he neglected to tell us before he left, but I'm sure that he knew what it was. We will miss him. We send him on his way with our heartfelt wishes and our love. And Ross Jones, you will be missed.
Well said, my dear. You know, Ross, to me, was one of my heroes. I first met Ross in 2009, and we started the Tea Party up there around 2010. And he was such a great guy, but very timid. I mean, Ross was timid, okay? So all of a sudden, the fellows that were the people leading the Tea Party up there were gone, and Ross got stuck with it. And Ross was so nervous he could barely talk. I remember we did a candidates forum, and I passed the hat for him when we went up there, and we picked up quite a bit of money. And when I told Ross how much money there was, he had to sit down because he told me he thought he was going to faint. But the thing I loved about Ross is that Ross went from that shy person, and he became a hero to many people. He did a radio program. He stood up for the Tea Party. He was absolutely just, it was just a dramatic change. People that can do that, to me, it's just remarkable. He started out as a guy who didn't want to say much and ended up being a real leader and inspiration to a lot of people.
Give a man the chance, they will step up to bat and hit a home run.
Amen.
And that was Ross. He didn't realize the power and the abilities that he had until someone said, yeah, you got this, Ross. It's your baby. And he did it. And he was easy to work with because he was so amenable, so friendly.
Yeah.
But you didn't walk over him.
Never.
No.
But what a great guy. And what a patriot. I mean, the air shows, all the stuff this guy did. I mean, he was just absolutely remarkable.
For several years, he and his friend Doug Knox over in Alturas in Modoc County had a radio show every week. And again, like you say, someone who was afraid to get up and say anything ends up being on the radio.
On the radio, yeah, with Doug. That was great. Well, Doug could always be on the radio. I mean, Doug never runs out of anything to say, especially the word, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? So anyway.
So we lost a good one, but our loss is somewhere else's gain. I just don't know where.
I wish
I had the answer.
I think heaven's improved with Ross's presence.
But I don't think God created Ross Jones just to end his service. It continues someplace else.
Yes.
Well, you know, and I have to say, Janet, that you have the longest standing Tea Party in the Northern State. I mean, you've had that thing. And you took it over and you helped Ross and just were, you know, you've done an amazing job up there. Anyway, you know, as we look on to what's happening on Tuesday, we have Prop 50. And I've been given some thought, I know Janet and Wynn, you guys have too, to Prop 50. You know, Prop 50, all a no vote is on that is just saying, okay, we'll eat the crap sandwich that we already have instead of having one every other day. And, I mean, that's exactly what's going on. Prop 50 just makes it so that we have the status quo.
Nothing changes. It's exactly what we have now. On Sunday morning, we have districts. With Prop 50, if it is denied, if it does not pass, we'll have the same districts. Nothing changes unless it passes, and then everything changes.
Yeah, you know, and I was going to ask you, Janet, when does that come into effect? You guys know when that really actually comes into effect, the redistricting?
I have no idea. I didn't even read the voting information. I have not read it. I refuse.
I've heard
it angers me so much.
I heard 2032. I've heard 2026.
No, it changes immediately.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But then it reverts to the citizen commissioned redistricting in 2030.
That's what it was. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, good.
So for the next three elections, we will be under the rule of the Democrats, and then supposedly we go back to the Citizens Districting Commission. But what good will it do? And who appoints, excuse me, the citizens? The current legislators.
So no matter what, it's a hot, flippin' mess.
Yeah, it's bad now.
It's a crap sandwich, like Terry said, all the way around, no matter which way you go.
What do we have? Between 40 and 48, depending on who you listen to, between 40 and 48% of California votes Republican, conservative. They went for Trump, somewhere around in there. Right now.
That's what's tabulated, or said to be tabulated, but who's running the tabulations?
Well, that was the way the votes came, but again, who believes the votes?
Right.
But right now, legislatively, the districts for the congressional voting, 17% are Republican. 17%. If this goes through Prop 50, if it passes, we'll be down to 5% Republican.
Yeah.
In a state that votes close to half anyway. We are going to be without representation.
Period.
More so than we are. Yeah, way more so than we are.
If it can get worse, and it will.
You know, and I just can't believe that. We're always running around. I mean, we have people running around putting no on 50 signs up. God bless them. Maybe we need to send some of those down to San Diego and San Francisco, et cetera, because really and truly, they have the votes to outvote us. Now, the thing is, too, is there may be apathy, though, on the left. If the left is apathetic and saying, well, you know, we really care about this that much, I mean, we're winning anyway, you know, in their minds or some of their minds, maybe they'll just not vote and we'll have some in Prop 50 fails. But again, we're banking on the fact that we're still going to have the horrible representation that we already have. We just don't want it worse. That's insane. It's kind of like parental rights. I mean, parental rights, we're even talking about that? They're your kids, guys. They're your kids. They're not the state's kids. They're not the government's kids. They're your kids, and you're talking about parental rights? Hello? Seriously?
Parental rights is like talking about wet water.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
the eighth wonder of the world, the other side of water.
I am not an easily offended person, but there are two things now that have offended me. There is a sign along Highway 299 coming down from Bernie, and it says, vote yes on Prop 50, save the USA.
Yeah.
So how are we saving the entire country by redistricting California? And the other thing that seriously offends me are the number of advertisements that I have seen on television, and this is on YouTube. It isn't network TV. This is on YouTube. Vote yes on Proposition 50. Now, I assume that they're saying vote yes on Proposition 15 because it's AOC and people from other parts of the country speaking in Spanish.
Wow.
Why would there be an advertisement speaking in Spanish for a vote to be taken in California?
I don't speak Spanish, and I'm offended by that because I'm voting by what's written in English. I'm voting on the Constitution of California doesn't say that Spanish is a permanent language of the state. It is English is the language of the state.
You have to be a citizen to vote.
Right.
And in order to become a citizen, you have to prove competency in the written and spoken English.
Right.
Why would we have advertisements from AOC, who's from New York, telling people in California how to vote?
Here's why.
Because, or Pocahontas.
Here's why.
Another one.
Because if Prop 50 passes between the state of New York and the state of California, we will have 75 Democrats in the House of Representatives, which means they'll control it between those two states. That's why. That's why everybody's saying, you know, because everybody says, well, gee, well, so, you know, where California goes, that's where the rest of the United States goes. That's because California, at this point, has more representatives in the House of Representatives than any other state by almost double.
Right.
Okay, so, I mean, that's the deal.
And it's all based on population.
I think that's election interference.
Well, it's everything. I mean, I talked to Brenda Haynes yesterday, and she goes, well, it's probably going to go to court. I go, well, which court are we going to go to? Are we going to go to federal court? Are we going to go to state court? And what have we won? What have we won? What have we won in court? We don't win in court, guys. Again, parental rights, seriously? Yank your kids out of those stupid schools or go there and sit in class with them. I mean, are you serious? How can we possibly let all these things happen to us? And we're going to vote. We're on a crusade to say no on 50 when all it does is give us the status quo. Seriously? What are we thinking as a people?
Obviously, we three are doing something. We are here now. We are here every Sunday. We have been going to town halls. We have been talking to people. We are involved. We are doing what we can do. We were at a meeting of citizens recently and proposing our state split and asking what they could do in their county, what would work, were they willing to take on this? And the response that we got was, well, that won't work. Well, no, we can't go to the Board of Supervisors because they're all liberal. they won't listen to us. Well, again, who voted in these supervisors? Well, we can't do that because the county is too liberal. There are too many Democrats. No, we can't do that. We can't fight. We can't. Won't work.
And that was a rural county, too.
That was supposedly a rural county. Yeah. And that's supposedly a county that is red that said that they hold influence in their area because they are a red county. Well, not the way you're talking, not with liberals on your board and not with so many blue people voting. Mm-hmm. So, well, let's all just give up. Let's just go sit back and complain, but I don't want to do anything because, you know, it's no use. We won't win anyway.
Well, in Shasta County on Thursday, November the 6th, the Board of Supervisors is holding their meeting because the 4th is Election Day. James Gallagher, Assemblyman James Gallagher, is coming. He's on the agenda for the Board of Supervisors. It's R3 on the agenda. James Gallagher is going to talk about a joint resolution that he and some of his colleagues in the Assembly, and I believe a couple in the Senate, are backing now to split California and to make it into two states because there is no representation that's adequate in the state of California as is. Now, when you have the top Republican, you know, arguably the top Republican, but he was the minority leader in the Assembly, and you have someone who is very well-known, someone who's very prominent in their party, saying the only thing we can do is to split our state. What does that tell you? And has anybody in a legislative body ever done that before?
No. He's the first.
So you stop and think about the times we're in. And again, I go back to, because every time I hear it, it makes me mad, having five kids, you know, three grandkids and three great-grandkids. It makes me mad. Excuse me, two great-grandkids. It makes me mad that we have to even talk about parental rights. What the hell? I mean, what the hell? We have rights, you guys. We have rights given to us from God. You know, and it's really, and now we're going on campaigns and putting out signs and trying to stop worse tyranny, not the tyranny we already have. And according to James Gallagher, the only way we can stop that tyranny is with the state split. That's pretty remarkable and historical. So you'll want to go to the Board of Supervisors meeting this Thursday. It starts at 9 a.m. They'll also be talking about the initiative, I believe. They're going to be talking about the initiative that has been put forward for an amendment to the charter as far as for voter ID, et cetera. And I think they're going to be talking about that. Hopefully the Board of Supervisors will come to some sort of a conclusion on all that stuff. But that group does have the signatures, and they've been verified, I believe. So all that good stuff, I would think the Board of Supervisors would just either have to have a special election or put it on the next election. I would think.
Which looks as if it would be in June at the California primary.
Right.
And it's very likely that Carl DeMaio's initiative for pretty much the same thing, voter ID, proof of citizenship to vote, it could also be on the election for June primary.
Cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, I mean, James Gallagher coming to do this, it is pretty remarkable. It's something that is historical. And I know that a lot of people are saying, we split California, we're poor, blah, blah, blah. Hey, guess what? In Northern California, we have all the natural resources that everything comes. What if we control our own timber again? Hello? You know, what if we, and also, as far as the other side of California, we could probably charge some sort of distribution fee through each county as it goes to the other state that would be on the coast, I would think.
Well,
we can.
And don't forget, everybody seems to forget that wealth comes from the ground, whether it's timber, food, you name it. How about mines? You know, when you dig out the mines that are sitting fallow in all the northern counties because the state of California will not allow mine owners to mine their own mines that they own outright. Those properties are considered zero value property as far as the tax base within the assessor's office. I know this because that's what I dealt with when I worked at the assessor's office. But once we kick it off and we become Jefferson, those mine owners will be able to dig out whatever minerals or metals that that are there. And keep in mind, Siskiyou County alone has more gold underground than the gold rush locations in California ever did. And it's still in the ground, and it's owned by private citizens, most of it. So if we could do that, open it up for extraction, you don't think there's going to be any wealth going along in Jefferson? Good grief. Just the metals alone would do it. Then doing the timbers and getting things like timber harvesting, getting that done correctly. I mean, there are so many things that we could do, and having the water that we need for the farmers from the Oregon border south to the southern part of Jefferson to that border, and then whatever's excess can go on. But all of our farmers would get first get to be first hogs to the trough. That's what needs to happen. For anybody to think that we don't have the resources here, they're absolutely ignorant. And I don't understand why they keep saying that, because we've been talking about this for 13 years, and we have the information. We have the information. We know where the stuff is. So to claim that we would not be a state that would make any money, you don't think tourism's going to blow up? Good grief. People will want to come from all over the world to see the first free state, in a first new state within the country, like you said, 150 plus years. Tourism would just go like crazy. So there are a lot of things that could happen.
We could also get rid of the California Air Resources Board and recognize that hydroelectric power is sustainable.
Yes.
Which they don't recognize it now.
Right.
Yeah, you know, and
because we wouldn't have a board like that.
That's right.
That's where the governor comes in, because the governor isn't. That's part of the executive branch. But
right.
But again, I when you look at the court system in the state of California, mm-hmm. and you look what happens with all of that, what are we going to win? Hey guys, we're in the Ninth Circuit. What are we going to win here? What, we can't go to court. We have to take matter in our own hands. Mm-hmm. Now this joint resolution that's being done by Gallagher means it's a resolution with both the Assembly and the Senate. The reason it's important for counties to back this and to do their own resolution is that once there is a position of some support from the counties, this can be good ammunition for Gallagher and his team to get back and say, okay, we have a resolution we want to put forward. We want to talk about and discuss the possibility of a state split in session. Once they do that, then we'll get a yay or a nay of whether or not that's going to go on the ballot. If it goes on the ballot for the state of California, then people will have their vote on this particular resolution that would now become basically a bill, become basically an initiative. So that's kind of what we're looking at here. And if more counties that sign on to this, the more support that the Gallagher team's going to have. And again, you know, as far as we're concerned, we're always looking at all these different venues or avenues that we've got as far as, how we're going to get this done or get that done. And we keep saying we're the people and we have the power and all that. Do we have the power?
We do have it if we will recognize it and use it.
And how do we do that?
Execute it, yep.
By standing up and trying, by doing, by acting.
That's why I think Gallagher's position at this point is important. Because
supporting the people who come up with an idea.
Amen. And I think that's why the support of this. Now, I happen to believe that the four-state split is a better venue than the lines that Gallagher has drawn. But in a conversation with him, he's not set on those lines either. We have a caller on the phone. We do. Okay. Dolores, what say you?
Yes. Terry, I know you for a long time, and I know most of you for a long time, you know, and I've been hearing this for so many years. What can we do? Every time somebody gets elected or appointed, everybody's disappointed. But yet everybody wants the same thing, transparency and, you know, accountability. But, you know, it has to be apply to all people equally, not just one-sided. And I've seen only one-sided. Everybody wants to push their agenda, and if you don't believe their agenda, they target you and they retaliate against you. So, you know, this has been going on a long time, and we all know that, you know, God is not too far from here, you know, and that's the thing. We're not using people who are really, truly godly people who are faithful to being honest and truthful. And if we keep on electing and pushing people who are not That's why we can't get justice. We can't get people to do the right thing. That's what we're fighting. You've got to get people who really going to follow through and believe in God. And you're not. And you guys keep on pushing the same people. And, you know, I'm so frustrated because you guys always have to support the people.
Doris, we're going to have to go off on a break, but I did want to ask you a question. What are you talking about? Because we're not supporting anybody here. We're just saying that the idea of a state split seems to be a situation where first time in history, we actually have an elected official that's saying the only way we can fix California for both sides, basically for all the people, is to get more representation. The only way we can get representation, transparency, and our voices heard is with a state split. That's his position. Now, if he is prominent as he is for him to kind of stick his neck out, whether you agree with him or not, or whether you think the way he's doing it's right or not, isn't the point. The point is, as you were saying and have said, people are trying to do something. I don't see a division here. I don't see anything divisive here. I just see somebody who's saying, hey, I was elected to do this. I can't see anything else or any other way to get you guys the representation you want other than a state split.
I like Mr. Gallagher, unfortunately. Unfortunately, he doesn't know all the players who's going to pull the rug under his feet.
Who does know that?
We all should know. You know who's the players. We all know, but a lot of you guys sometimes sweep it under the carpet and praise them and make it sound like, oh, they're okay, they have no problem. But because it makes you look bad because you supported that person, you need to be honest and be honest, Dolores, we are honest
and we're giving our opinion and we're glad we got your pardon me, who?
Are you sure? I talked to you before and you knew Kevin Cry and you didn't like what
okay,
he was
this
doing.
Is going to be about Kevin Cry. I see.
Right,
I knew that was coming. We're not talking about Kevin Cry here. We're not talking about anything like that. We're talking about Gallagher coming on a state split. We're talking about voting no. And how that works, or yes, how that works on Prop 50. Those are the things we're talking about. I think if people have issues with people, take it up with those people.
Since the role of government and the only role of government is to protect my God-given rights, I am supporting anybody who will make that happen. And that is my main focus. I do not deal in generalities. I deal in specifics. Anybody who protects my rights in government has my support.
And you are constitutionally protected on this program because we pay for it. We don't work for the press. We don't work for the media, and we are not celebrities. We are citizens that can have the right, the constitutionally protected right, to voice our opinion or to talk about information that we're getting to try to help transparency. So really and truly with that, we're going to go off to our break, and time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. And the pace? Whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Caller on the line. Mary, good morning.
Good morning. Two questions. The first question is, either the State of Jefferson plan or the Kiley plan to divide the state, does that require the Democrat-ran legislator of California to approve that? And that's one question.
Okay.
The second question is there an ability to have some sort of a maneuver like we have in the Constitution called the conventions of the state? How come we can't do a convention of the counties and try and get the counties in line to stop paying taxes? We have to have some sort of way to be able to maneuver California, because you're not going to get the Democrats to sign on, right? So I guess those are my two thoughts.
Okay, well, your first question, yes, we can do that depending on how the initiative is written. If the language is very specific, and Janet can even address that with the initiative that we are proposing to have put forth by the Board of Supervisors to make it happen, and we can see how that goes. Hey, Jen, do you mind reading that part of it?
Sure. And one correction. It is not Kiley. It is Gallagher.
Gallagher. That's
yes.
Correct.
Oh, Gallagher. Okay, yeah. Gallagher.
And as far
and I'm sorry, he's going to be here Thursday, 9 a.m. At the board chambers?
He is, and he will be speaking to R3 on the agenda.
Yes.
And it will be about his idea for a state split, which is not identical to what we have come up for a state split. But, I mean, we get our friends where they lie, and as long as he's talking about state split, we're with him. Slightly different idea. Our idea for a state split goes around that Democrat legislature. It proposes that we have a statewide initiative that would go on the California ballot, and that statewide initiative would either be through signatures by every county or boards of supervisors or some way in which that would appear on the ballot. And that initiative would say that a yes vote of the voters of the several counties of California indicates a choice to join the new states that will be formed as outlined in the initiative. And we are looking at a four-way state split.
Why wouldn't Gallagher want to go with the initiative? Because it seems like you would have more control to get it on a ballot that way.
I think he is looking at it that way, but he's looking at it from the perspective of the legislature. And we are looking at it as a I'll break it down really simply. Our idea of an initiative would include an amendment to the California Constitution, and that would require the legislature, depending on the yes votes, and if we get the yes votes statewide, it would require the legislature to approve our state split. Because it would be a constitutional amendment, and it would require the governor to sign the bill.
That's not going to happen.
Well, if it passes, though, the way the language is written in the initiative, they would have to do it.
It would be an amendment to the Constitution.
They would have to do
it.
It would require them to do it.
So didn't they have to do an independent voting? Isn't that what this whole thing is? We all voted for an independent, a voting council or something? That's not happening. Now they're doing this.
Oh, the election commission?
The election commission, yeah.
That was just legislation.
And that's not in the Constitution.
Yes. And also, our initiative would break the vote down by counties. It would not require a yes vote from the entire state. It would require a yes vote from the majority of people in the majority of counties that would involve one of these new states. So if the state that we consider to be Jefferson or the state that we consider to be Eastern California, if a majority of those people in a majority of those counties vote yes, then it would change the Constitution of California to make that a mandatory approval by the legislature to allow those counties and that part of the state to separate.
How many counties do you have signed on to this?
We are just beginning now.
Did you have signed on to the state of Jefferson before this?
23.
And how many counties do we have in the state?
58.
So, I know it. Nothing worthwhile is easy, and I'm not sitting here saying that this is just a slam dunk and we're going to get it done. But if we don't keep trying, if we don't do something, if we don't come up with ways, we will never be free.
We come up with the ways maybe to work with the Trump administration with the
because this is state
from our county.
This
you know?
Is state.
They don't have jurisdiction.
Trump has no control over what happens in California.
Right.
I know. Other than the funding. Other than they can continue to yank the funding from us for all this.
For federal programs.
Correct.
And then this is what's going to happen when they yank the funding, is Governor Newsom will add a 10-cent tax to your gasoline.
Yep.
Or a 20-cent. And how many people do you think gas up in California a day? 25, 30 million, we're talking about the Mexican border to the Oregon border. We're talking about trucks, diesel, cars, airplanes. Who gasses up?
Yeah.
So how long would it take him to make $1 billion?
5 minutes.
A day? So really and
does
truly.
Does the California Constitution have anything like our regular constitution of the convention of the counties?
No, it does not.
No, it doesn't. And the convention of the states is something you have to read. Read Article 5, because the convention of the states, the Congress still has power in that. It isn't something just the citizens can do. If you read Article 5, you'll see that. The convention of the states, the Congress still has power. And in California, they tried the convention of the states, and they got shot down by guess who? The legislative body of the state. The only way you can fix a state is to get more representation and or split it. If somebody has a better idea, I'm in.
They're taking it away.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're not moving forward. We're moving back.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly. We're not even staying in place. We are losing. Yeah.
This is a nightmare.
It is indeed.
This is an absolute nightmare, and I can't believe people would even vote for it.
Well, yeah.
And of course, I don't think that they are voting for it. I think it's going to be selected just like everything else they do.
Are you talking about Prop 50? Is that what you're talking? Because I wasn't in the room.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the deal with Prop 50. Realistically, the voter rolls, whether they be dirty or clean, I don't think they're that dirty in Santa Clara County. Santa Clara County would not be part of our district, but Santa Clara County has more Democrat voters, 83%, and San Mateo is almost close to that. San Francisco is almost close to that, and guess what? LA is almost close to that. But let's just take the smallest county, Santa Clara. If we had 100% no votes on 50 in Lassen, Siskiyou, Modoc.
All 23 counties.
Well, 11 anyway. They would still wipe us out with votes to spare. And you're not even talking about the millions of votes in Los Angeles. And I know because I went down there 2 years ago. I spent days in every one of those counties teaching the Constitution, talking about civics, talking about how we rise up against the counties, boards of supervisors, how we do all that stuff. And down there, I'm telling you, there really are Democrats down there. I know it's all fixed, but there really are some Democrats out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if somebody has a better way, I'm in, Mary. I mean, I'm in. I am in. But nobody's come up with anything other than complaining about how bad it is.
Well, I think you guys have been on target for years and years and years with the state of Jefferson. But you can't. The state will never. They never allow it.
Well, let me. I agree with that. Except, we have never had the top Republican want to come and talk to the counties about splitting the state because it's the only way to get adequate representation.
We've never had.
I'm going to go. I'm not been to a board meeting, but I'm going to go to this one.
Good. Atta girl. Great job.
Now, does he have, you know, how many, like, with Doug LaMalfa, like, where's he at with all this? I mean, I'm sure he's with.
Okay, if you go back 3 weeks to our archive on KCNR1460.com, you go back to our archive 3 or 4 weeks ago, you can hear James Gallagher in the entire interview we did with him.
I heard that.
Well, then you want to go back and listen to LaMalfa and you'll know exactly what he thinks.
Because okay,
we did an hour-long show without a break.
All right. Well, I'm sure he's with us. I mean, you know.
Well, you'll know when you hear him.
LaMalfa is at risk of losing his position with his redistricting.
Yeah, this is a nightmare.
It is a nightmare. You're right.
This is really, people don't even
if
know.
You want,
and I can't even believe people would even vote. I live out in the county, 96001. I didn't get to vote for that tax.
No, nor do I in Eastern Shasta County.
No. But we got to, when we go to Reading, we got to
pay for it.
That's the whole point. They know that the stranger will pay the tax.
Yeah.
How can anybody be voting for this? I heard Nick Gardner on before you guys talk about how much money that Barry Tippin got, and just in his overtime, his vacation pay alone, how can this be happening in our city and our county?
Anybody
who votes for a tax increase at this point is not thinking clearly.
Keep in mind, you know, Patrick Jones, years ago when he was mayor, sitting on City Council of Reading, was bringing that very issue up, saying this unfunded liability is unsustainable. And that was years ago. And so how much worse off are we now? Far worse.
Well, just like I think you guys or somebody the last couple weeks was covering all this, and what Barry Tippin did with that $6 million, saying, oh, we have this all this extra money. And then the next, oops, sorry, it's all gone. Now we're in a big-time deficit.
Yeah.
After everybody got money. I just don't see how the average worker or the private worker, private business person, could sign on to this. I just don't. It makes no sense at all how anybody would vote for this.
I know.
It just, I...
because there's something in it for them.
Yeah.
There's got to be something in it for them, period. I mean, there'd be no other reason. I mean, you know, I'm seeing a lot of yeses on, there's some businesses that out front have yes on A, measure A. I mean,
I see that.
You know, and so they have something to gain. That's why. If you're a business person, I mean, and I'm not, I don't know whether that's right or wrong, it's just an observation, but they obviously have something to gain, because why would you tax yourself if you had nothing to gain, unless you had an inside track of something to gain? What would be the point? That's a good question. Anybody have an answer to that one? 530-605-4567. Why would you vote for that? Unless you, really, 530-605-4567.
Because we're going to get better roads.
I don't know why anybody would vote for a tax, period.
Because they make promises. We're going to give you free stuff. We're going to give you better roads.
Christian Gardner votes for it.
I'll bet so.
I bet he votes for it. he needs it.
Well, if you look at the proponents of that, if you look at the proponents of that measure, you'll see that there's a lot of people that are in real estate, et cetera. There's a lot of people that are in business that are supporting that. And again, I don't know what they have to gain. I just know that you know, it's my opinion, they have something to gain.
I watched that Shasta Anon about this Measure A. It was very eye-opening what these guys have
done. Yeah, those guys are cool. Yeah.
And, you know, the California Insider just had on a gal that covers this, exactly what's going on with what they've done to us with Measure A. They did it through kind of this very sketchy, has to do with a Prop 13.
Oh yeah,
have you guys watched California Insider?
Well, we haven't, but we've got it. We haven't, but you have been awesome. Thank you. But we have a couple other callers on hold.
Okay, good.
And anyway, listen. Have a great day. Thank you for your insight. Awesome.
Thank you, Mary.
See you Thursday, Mary. Andrew, you there, buddy?
Yes, I am. Hey, Janet, a question on proposed initiative for the constitutional amendment for the four-state split. Is it a simple majority, or does it have to reach 60% in each county?
No, it's a simple majority.
Oh, God love you, lady.
Yes.
Yes. He does.
And it goes county by county, and then the counties within each individual state. So it's a majority of the people in the county and a majority of the state of the counties within that state. And it actually changes the Constitution. It amends the Constitution to require the legislature to let us go if the vote says yes.
I love it. All right, you know, I'm on board. You know I am.
Oh, you're awesome, buddy.
Go to CaliforniaStateSplit.com.
I was the first one. When you guys announced that 3 months ago, I was the first one on my block to do that.
Well,
already there.
The initiative should be on there.
It is on there.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. This was before. It was just, you know, would I approve of it? And I certainly do.
Yes, you can see a map of the proposed states, and the initiative is on there.
I've shared that with many, many people, the map. I have a screenshot on my phone. Look here, kids.
That's why we love you, Andrew.
Yeah. You know, Andrew, it's great. I want to get your opinion. So do we have parental rights or not? And how insane is that?
No,
I know I'm on a thing here today, but I have no idea of what we're coming to in this state. I have no idea.
No.
What are the parents doing? What are you parents doing? What are we doing here? Just pull those kids out. Go stand in front of that school. I mean, I've done it, and I don't have any kids in school. Go ahead.
I mean, I drive a white van for work, and I don't have puppies or candies in. But I could go to a school now and pick up a name and take a child. It would be just so easy now with this stupid S.
Yes.
Good night.
Well, Andrew had the good sense to make sure his daughter had Mrs. Chandler for a teacher in school.
Actually, two of them. Two of them.
Yes.
Anyway, right on. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Andrew.
Yeah, you know, I mean, as we look at all this stuff, you know, again, it's just like, I ain't got the words, Mama J. I ain't got the words.
Just when you thought, California had sunk as low as it could go, it started digging
again.
And went deeper.
It said, hold my beer.
Yeah. You know? Oh
and gosh. How anybody in California could vote Democrat after the Palisades fire, after Karen Bass, after Gavin Newsom, after Katie Porter, who seems to still be the top runner for the Democrat candidacy for governor. How could anybody vote for these people?
Here's
total ignorance, total unconcern. I don't have an answer.
Well, you know, the thing is we have 15 candidates on the Republican side. And I was talking to a good friend, Kim Yeater, for about an hour the other day. And she's doing a debate with all the candidates in San Marcos. And yes, they're all going except for the sheriff, and there's a reason for that. But as you look at the 14 candidates that will be there, they all want the same thing. Then why the hell don't they all get behind one person?
And California,
because it'll split the vote on the Republican side, and we could end up with two Democrats running against each other.
That's
California,
right.
Top two.
That's
if
right.
If they run two candidates, they will be the finishers if we have 15 Republicans.
Just stupid.
And they do this every time.
Every time. Just a bunch of morons. Yeah. I mean, when we started the Tea Party, I think we were madder at the Republicans than when we were at the Democrats.
I still call myself a reluctant Republican because they do such stupid things that I cannot support.
Well, they have their egos that they can't get out of the way from. It's so frustrating.
Any party that would run Mitt Romney and John McCain and expect me to vote for them is not my party.
You think?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and that's the crazy thing about all this. I mean, parental rights. I'm sorry, man. I just was flabbergasted. I mean, we had all our kids go to private schools. And the reason we did is because we didn't want to put up with the school system. Well, you know, yeah, it took me working a lot of hours. Sally was a stay-at-home mom. She worked at the school. She'd go over there and work at the school so she'd be with the kids all day. And, you know, I worked my ass off. Because I'm not doing that to give myself praise. I'm just saying if you parents want it bad enough, go get it. These kids are your responsibility. They're a God-given responsibility. They're yours.
If you're going to send your kids to public school, at least be aware of what's going on in the public school. Keep your thumb on the pulse. Make sure you know exactly who the teachers are, what they're teaching, what the school stands for. Don't just be a bystander, sit back and say, well, you know, I trust the school. Don't you dare trust that school.
Right.
They are not trustworthy.
You know, and that's the thing. I mean, you know, but my kids will tell you I wasn't the perfect parent, okay? None of us are perfect parents. None of us are perfect. We all make mistakes. We all make sometimes big mistakes. The point is that where are we going to stand? Enough of this. Well, we're the people. We've got the rights. Really? Okay, show me where. Show me where we get. Where do we go to get justice, Janice? Where do we go to get justice?
We hold the key to justice. We are justice because we are the government. And if we don't like the government that we have, it's up to us to change the government. Our founding documents tell us that. So if we are not happy and we are not fighting for change, then we deserve what we get.
Yep, and I think that it's time for a state split then. What do you think, Mama J?
Well, it's past time for a state split. Yeah, when California was formed, they realized it was too large, too diverse, too different to be ruled, to be governed by one body. And it was, you know, political things going back in Washington, D.C. at the time. It didn't happen. But now it should happen.
Well, they even said when they did it, we'll do it later because we need to get it done now.
Right.
And so later has long come and I don't want to say gone, but it's been here for a while. So now is later. Let's get it done.
And when California became a state, they wanted our gold and they wanted to make sure that we were balanced with slave states coming into the Union. And it was political that had nothing to do with whether or not California would be governable.
Right.
And it never has been and it is not now.
And the thing is they wanted from coast to coast. That's what they wanted. And California gobbled up the West Coast. So they wanted to have coast to coast so that they could have their empire.
Well, you consider 1850, they wanted our gold.
They wanted our gold. That's exactly right.
And that's why it's the Golden State.
Yes.
The only responsibility of our elected officials is to protect the rights of the sovereign, to protect our rights.
Yep.
And we are
that?
The sovereign.
Yeah, we're the sovereign. Do you think they're doing that? You guys think they're doing that?
No.
Man, I'll tell you what, it's...
And I remind you, we are not one nation under God. We are 50 nations under God.
Amen to that.
And our nation is called California, and we are responsible for it. And we have not been good stewards of our responsibility.
And we need to cut their salaries down to a quarter of what they currently make. And guess what? Things would change drastically.
Well, I look at the Constitution for the state of Jefferson, and it ain't California.
No, amen to that one, sister.
That's all I got to say. Well, folks, next week, you know, we'll probably have a lot of fireworks here because that'll be after the vote on Measure A, Prop 50, and after hearing James Gallagher. So
everybody vote no.
Yeah.
Just vote no.
Vote no.
Yeah. On everything.
On everything.
Vote no. Just vote no.
Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Attention.